Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, and good morning, everybody. I'm trying to tell you that God is good. Amen. There's a revelation of God that God wants to reveal to his sons, his servants this morning. It is about the glory of God. I want to thank everybody that came out, amen, on yesterday to experience and encounter the Lord, amen, at the fish camp in Albany, Georgia. We had people come as far all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, to be right here in little old Albany to see our big God. I'm talking about our big God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God for God being God, amen, and God, what God wants to do in our lives, oh God. God wants to sanctify. God wants to make whole. God wants to give people exactly what they thought they never had before. God wants to show out and show up in people's lives. And we say yes to God because God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. So, God, we just thank you right now, God, that in this season, God, of life, health, and strength, God, you want to go ahead and you want to show up. You want to show out. You want to show up, and you want to show out. So, God, I thank you, Lord God. You said you were going to do it in your body. You said you were going to do it for your children. And, God, we believe. We believe in the saints. We believe that you're going to move. We believe, oh, God, that it's a supernatural encounter with your presence. God, the power of the Lord. God, it's the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm religious. Oh, come on, come on, come on. It's time to go up and up. Up in the spirit realm. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you are so real in our lives, oh God. Yeah, God, you're real. Yeah, God, you are real, God. You are real, God. Yeah, God, you are a real God. Father God, you created, oh God, the vegetation in the earth, oh God. We lift you up. You are our creator. God, you created us for communion with you. Who, Jesus? God, in the name of Jesus, you the God that created us, oh God. You created every bit of the vegetation. You caused there to be things on the earth that we could live, God. You created all the earth, the trees. God, you just gave us everything. Everything that we have, God, is because of you. Everything that we have. A glamour room. God, this is your glamour room. Jesus. Jesus. God, you created the vegetation on the earth. God, you created everything that we needed. We love you, Jesus. We love you, God. 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 Jesus in this special place, we love you, God. We love you, God. Jesus, we love you, Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that we love you so much, God. We just say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Father God, right now we say, Lord, in the heavens and the earth, oh God, no one, Father God, can be God. Mm. Oh, God. God, we thank you this morning, oh, God, that what you have done for us, oh, God, that you are the God of vegetation. Even from the foundation of the earth, you gave us herbs that bring healing for the body. And in the end, God, and in the end, let me tell you something. You gave your son. You know, you redeemed man from their sin. And you have caused your son's body to be healing for us. The stripes on his back, healing. The stripes on his back, healing. Father God, we thank you right now, God, that children's bread, healing for the children's bread. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just say thank you, God, right now in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. Father God, you prepared an environment for your children. You're God that provides. God, you knew from the foundation of the earth what Adam would do. God, you knew what Adam would do. Father, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord God, right now. You're the God that created animals. You are the God, oh God, that produced first fruit, God, in Jesus' name. And God, we pray, Lord God, that you would begin to nourish us and sustain our lives, oh God. Show us how to eat. Show us how to be. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that it's 100%. Oh, God, there's an increase right now. And, Father God, there's not any abandonment. Oh, God, we give you all of the glory this morning, oh, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, God, that you are the sustainer of our lives, oh, God. We thank you for the fruit of the vine. God, even supernaturally, God, you want to heal people's bodies. Because at the end of the day, when we come up, Father God, and you come down and the Father comes and all those kinds of things, God, you said that on this riverbank, there's going to be trees of healing. And every season, these trees will yield their fruit that will be healing for the nation. And Father God, you just love to heal your people. You love to heal your people. Father God, according to your word, God, you created the vegetation on the earth, God, and you love to heal your people. We thank you, Lord God, right now, God, how much you love just to walk with them, how you love to talk with them, how you love to tell them that they are your own. God, you love to tell people how much you love them, how much you separated them unto righteousness. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, for what you've done in our lives. Father God, you created everything just for us. You created everything, Father God, in the beauty of holiness. So, God, we say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for healing us. Thank you, Lord God, for showing us the way. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord God, for showing out, God, and showing up in our lives. God, you are El Shaddai. You are the God that is. You are the God that was. You are the God that is going to be. God, you are all-consuming fire. You are the all-sustaining God. You are the God that daily loads us with benefits. And daily you tell us to sacrifice our life, for it is our reasonable service. Father God, we thank you this morning, oh God, that it's not about us, oh God, but it's all about you. God, you're the God that is the God of all creation. You are the God that is of all creation, of all beauty, of all love. God, for as soon as Zion travails, you birth forth the children. So, God, this vegetation on the earth, oh, God, you're the God, oh, God, that causes, Lord God, the vegetation on the earth, oh God, to come forth like never before. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you can come in a room and create environments that sustain and bring life. Lord God, you bring the children out of bondage, oh God, out of Egypt. Lord God. God, you bring them out of bondage and into the marvelous light. God, we thank you right now that your bondages are broken. You break the bondages of your people because you want them to be free. You led them, oh God, out of Egypt by a cloud a day and a fire by night. Oh God, you led them out by a cloud by day and a fire by night. I said, God, you led them out by a cloud by day and a fire by night. Oh, have mercy. You led them out by a cloud by day and a fire by night. And Father God, we say thank you this morning. Father God, that in the name of Jesus, Lord God, every witch right now is exposed. Oh God, because you, by your fire, by your power, expose the witches. Lord God, the witch cannot stand, the witch cannot last, the witch will not last. It is the power of God, and everything that a witch will come in to try to do against God's people, right now, God, you consume it up by fire. Because even as you led them by the cloud of fire by day, and the cloud by a cloud by day and fire by night, God, nothing shall be able to hurt, oh God, your people. Because in the environment of the cloud of glory, in this environment, God, you will cause, oh God, those things that are coming up against God's people to move far, far away. God, we thank you right now and in advance, oh God, we say yes to you, oh Lord God. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. Vegetation in the earth. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, you're a creator. You create the environment. Create the environment conducive for life. God, you love life. You are the bread of life. God, your children cried out in the wilderness. God, bring us manna. Bring us manna from heaven. Bring us manna from heaven. We're hungry. We're hungry. We want real food. We're tired of all this. We want the leeks and the onions from Egypt. Oh, have mercy. Leeks and onions. Oh, God. Some people are so used to just having leeks and onions. Oh, God, but you love to demonstrate yourself. That's who you are. You like to show up and show out. You like to show up and show out and demonstrate who you are. Oh, God, you know, you put them out of Egypt. God, you can do it again. God, let us be like Moses, oh, God. Bring my Joshua, oh, God. Bring Radelebuku, Shatta. Bring Caleb, oh, God. Shakayelebu, Shatta. Bring those, oh, God, leaders that will help, Father God. The leaders of thousands, the leaders of hundreds, the leaders of ten. And let them come up underneath the ministry, oh, God. According to your will, Lord God, they will help sustain and prepare, oh, God. Strong leadership, oh, God, you will provide. Lord, you are provider. You provide everything we need, oh God. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. God, that's why I just love you, God. I just can't get past this garden, oh God. You love the garden. God, you know what? You set us in a garden and you provided for us supernaturally. God, hey, you provide for us supernaturally. God, you provide for your daughters and your sons supernaturally. And we say we love you, Jesus, because you are the God that don't play. And God, whatever you say, that's what goes, because you are the God that provides. Oh, God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. You provided a sacrifice. You provided your son, Jesus. We thank you for coming to earth. We thank you that you left all of your splendor where you were and came down here to the earth so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. God, even on the earth, you provided. But God, you're so big. You're so big and wonderful, God. Let me tell you how wonderful you are, God. God, you are so wonderful. If you say, you know what, I'm going to give them a seat, and then I'm going to put some creatures in the seat. God, you are amazing, God. God, you created the deep, oh God. God, you even created the abyss, and you took me there one day. Oh my gosh. I didn't even know where I was going. foot, God. You created it all. And God, listen, God, let me tell you what you did. God, you had a fight, the angels, when they fought. Do you know what you did? You caused all them angels to go into the abyss and you locked them up until the day of judgment. God, you are amazing. You rock. God, you rock. You rock. I'm telling you, Father, you rock. God, you rock. You are so awesome. Listen, do you know you locked up all those creatures that came in rebellion? That is amazing. God, because you don't like rebellion. You're the one to be worshipped. And right now, we lift your name up. God, you are God. You are God. You are Yahweh. You are the everlasting God. You are the almighty God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are Jehovah Shema. Ha, 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 ha. God, you are the all-merciful God. You are the bishop of our souls. You are the light of our lives, oh God. Oh God, you're clothed in majesty, oh God. A circular rainbow, God. You are the God of justice. Finally, God, you are the God of glory. You are the God of glory. You are the God of glory. Say it again with me. You are the God of glory. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are the God of glory. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I said you are the God of glory. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are the God of glory. God, you are the God of glory. I mean, my God, you are amazing. Oh, God, I'm going to tell you about those sea creatures again. God, you created all kind of fish in the ocean. God, you got big fish, little fish, small fish, microscopic fish, fish so big, bigger than most folks' houses. God, you cause each one of them to be unique. God, you know what? Let me tell you something else you did, God. God, you could cause them to have, some of them have fins. Some of them have scales. And God, you told us what to eat and what not to eat. Like you told the children of Israel, you said, hey, don't eat those kind that go on the bottom. God, you don't even like the crabs or the shrimp. Because, God, you don't like bottom feeders, and you don't like crabs because you don't like no crabs in the bucket. Uh-huh. God, you don't like shrimp, oh, God, because they go and they're cockroaches of the sea. It's like us going to eat cockroaches. But, God, I remember a man that you brought to the earth. And so, God, you know, his name was Jonah. Uh-huh. And you know what you did, God? You caused a man to go into the belly of a doggone whale. His name was Jonah. God, look, God, one day I want to meet Jonah. Because, God, Jonah, he was swallowed up in the whale, God, and he told the people to go to the place. He said for the people to repent. Oh, God, he didn't want to go. He got on the wrong boat. And, God, the sea was going tossing to and from. You know what I'm saying, God? Because the earth was travailing because the sea, the ground of the sea, did no longer want him to be in the sea, so that even the earth under the sea was opening itself up, and it began to toss the waves there, toss the waves there, and the wind began to blow and caused there to be tumultuous things on that water. But God, you caused there to be wisdom in the eyes and the ears of the men. And God, because you caused there to be that revelation, Lord have mercy. God, the man said, who on this boat that don't have no business on this boat? And God, Jonah said, I know it's me. He said, get off this boat. They had to wait till he got to the shore side to get off the boat. They put him off the boat in the middle of the ocean. Lord have mercy. Jonah had to go into the water. Lord have mercy. Oh, Oh, glory to God in the highest. God, in the name of Jesus. God, we say yes to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, he got on that boat. They threw him off. And I'm talking about the sea. God, I just want to thank you, Lord God, because even the sea began to speak about your son, Jesus.
Yes.
God, even Jonah was down there in the earth, oh God, for 3 nights. God, I'm telling you, Jesus, your son was down in the earth for 3 nights.
Nice.
And Jonah was in the belly of the whale, Lord, have mercy, for 3 whole nights. Lord, have mercy. Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 whole nights. And he said, God, if I can get out of this place, Lord, have mercy. I will do what you call me to do. Lord, have mercy. Jonah was stuck in the middle of the whale. And some of us have to be stuck in the middle of the whale, oh God,
yes.
In a dark experience, in a stank place where other food has been swallowed, things are decaying. Because, Father God, he was in the belly of the whale. And, Father God, we just thank you right now, God, that you caused that. You caused him to go into a dark place. Father God, and even Jesus, because God, even Jesus, they said, Jesus said, you will know as the sign of Jonah, so will the Son of Man be like the sign of Jonah 3 days. Lord have mercy. Day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day. God, 3 days, day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, 3 days, day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, 3 days. Day and night, night and day, day and night, night and day, 3 days. Oh, God, go, God, oh, God. God, 3 days, oh, God, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days, 3 days. God, my God, my God. And that's why Jonah, God, he got out of that water, God, after he was spat up, God. I'm telling you, it's something about that, God. I believe, God, that when he came through that water, Father God, I believe it was like, I believe you did him like crossing the Red Sea. Lord God, because see, God, you wanted to bring people through deliverance. You caused them to go through the water. Lord, have mercy. But it did not consume them because the Holy Ghost blew on the water all night long. Lord God, the Holy Ghost blew, and he blew, and he blew. And that's what I'm talking about, God. You created the water. You created the things in the water. God, you created the abyss. See, that's why I know that my Jesus, he went down to the Hades, He went to paradise, yes, and he unlocked the door. Lord have mercy. He got the keys back from Satan. Satan don't even have no keys no more. And God, he gave us the keys of the kingdom. Where my keys at, Lord? Where my keys at? Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here my keys. What's your keys? The bind and the loose. Oh, God, Lord, 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 Lord. I have power to bind and I have power to lose. And that's why this morning we bind up all the principalities coming against God and his kingdom right now. Even those things right now that's trying to come on the earth, in the earth, under the earth, it will not have any power above the earth, in the atmosphere. It will not have effect because God has given us everything we need. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us everything we need. We have light. We have it more abundantly. We have light. Yes, we have it more abundantly. We have light. 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 Abundant light. Lord. We have light. We have light. We say, Lord God of mercy, have mercy on us and mercy on us. Lord God of mercy, have mercy on us and mercy on us. God, you know what? You use the humble. You use the people that people don't think you're going to use. Those are the ones that you use. Those are the ones you use, the ones that people want to turn their back on. The lowly. The one that don't look like nothing. Because God, it says that you were not of a good-looking report when you came and manifested yourself in the earth. Jesus, they said, listen, but you were created. You are the God of creation. Ain't nothing ugly to you. Ah, see, there it go right there. Ain't nothing ugly to you. God, you love, you love, you love, you love, you love. And God, our expectations are higher than we ever thought. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wait. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you for the supernatural. God, you created me. You created me in the beauty of holiness. God, when you were in heaven, that's when you created. You thought about all the creatures of the sea. You thought about all the things you wanted to make, and you made say, hey. You took counsel, Father. You said, let us make man, and let us make him in our image. God, I made your image. I look like you. I sound like you in the earth. God, you are mighty God in all the earth. You're an awesome God. We lift you up, God. There's no God like you in all the earth. How? What is mind? What is man that you are mindful of him? How, God? God, you think about his day and night. God, you cause his son, Father, to intercede for us. Jesus, we thank you because we know that you are interceding for us. You are praying for us. God, you're praying for us. You want us to succeed. Your son's blood, it speaks. Your son's blood, it speaks. Your son's blood, it speaks. Your son's blood, it, and God, I thank you. I thank you that the earth, even the sea, will one day give up the dead. God, I thank you right now, God, for what you're doing in our lives. God, the sea, the vegetation of the earth. God, everything that you created. God, you even created, Father God, animals for us. And God, you know what you did one time? Let me tell you what you did and what you do. Let me tell you about you. Let me tell you about you this morning, God. I want to tell you how you came down. And listen here. These creatures of the sea. Uh-huh. See, some people try to accrue power over the sea. But I'm going to tell you something else, baby. You gave Jesus power over the sea and caused Jesus to walk on the water. Oh, let's talk about that right there. God, you bet. Jesus, I didn't want to know. Well, Jesus, you bet. You had power over the elements. Let's just talk about that right there. Huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you did. And let me tell you what else you did, because you're so bad. Do you know, God, there's a sea in between every realm of the second heaven and the third heaven? There's a sea. Uh-huh. But this time it's going to be people on the sea. The sea of glass, where we going to stand, that sea. You love seas. You know, you even talk about the seas, which speaks about your people. God, there's something about that sea. You give us power and authority over the elements. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord God, as Jesus demonstrated the power over the sea and power over the waves, how he spoke to the waves, give us that kind of power today, God. Power in the atmosphere, Lord God. Release the power. I God, check it out of the boost of Tasta Tayalabaka, Rabako, Yada the Bukus of Sushatayalabakasata, Rabakusatayalab power. Check power be released. Power be released. Power over the marine spirit. Saka yada the bugger little bakusa, yada the bugger little baka, yada the bugger little bakusata. Ah, God, yada the bakusata, yada the makasa, yada the bakusata, yada the bakusata, yada the ha, glory to God. Shaka yada the boosta. Oh! Power. 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 Fully I ask. And gratefully we receive. Ha. Full glory to God. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. That Holy Ghost, you the one that help us to be guided in prayer. Lord, have mercy. God, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for all the created animals right now. God, let me tell you something about you, God. I'm praying, y'all, from Genesis 1, chapter 1. God said, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Genesis 1, 24. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name that you are the Alpha and the Omega. Get to work, Lord God. Say, get to work. Get to work. Get to work. Ha. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare we will get to work right now. Hallelujah. Lord God, let us be able to work with the works of work. It's time to work. It's time to work. Too many of y'all lazy around here. Too many lazy. Too many lazy people around here. Don't want to work, want to sit down on Facebook all day. The devil is a lie. You better work. You better do what God called you to do. You better get up and do what God called you to do. Out there, all they're trying to do, everything else, but doing what God said, do. God said, you better work. You better get up and work. You ain't got no job, you ain't making no money, you better go find somewhere to make you some money. You better get your products together, do what I told you to do. You behind time. Andale, 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 arriba, arriba, arriba. Get your stuff together. Andale, now, pronto, ahora, now. Seca, todea is waiting for you. The power of God is waiting for you. Why are you sitting there trying not to do what God called you to do? Go out there and get your clients. Don't you know? If you look at all these ministries, Abigail, let me tell you something. If you don't go and get what you need to get, you won't get nothing. You'll be waiting on people to serve you hand and foot, and the devil is a lie. I went and got my disciples. I prayed, and I prayed that God would send them, and as they came, they followed me because I was a dude with power. Will you do when God has called you to a higher kingdom, a higher kingdom demonstration, and all you want to do is sit and play? See, I understand that. Now, I know you talked about all those things, but now you don't need to sit and play no more and drink. Amen. It's time for you to work it out. You got to work out your own soul salvation. You need to work out. You need to work out your own soul salvation. You got to work. Work. The kingdom is work. Yeah, see, faith without works is dead. Do you hear me, daughter? Do you hear me, daughter? Abigail, do you hear me? Ha. Huh. Faith without works is dead. If I give you a vision, you better work it.
Amen.
You better work these miracles. These miracles are work. These miracles are work. You better work. You better work. You better work. You better work. It's time for you to work. 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 Work.
Yes, sir. I'm going to praise you. Praise God. Praise you for the blessing that you brought in that place last night. Thank you, baby.
I will give me a hug.
I gotta go down to the pines.
My mama is talking about the glory. Mama, tell them about the glory. Talk to me and you tell me about the glory.
Abigail, I thank God for you. I thank God for his presence in you. I thank God for your presence, for his presence in you. The glory of God, when you came forth last night, the glory of God came in that place. And I mean, he showed up and showed out. There were people who were praising God. There was one lady, God knows, I could not believe what I saw last night. When she went down to the floor and received the blessings of God, she went outside the building, and there she was just praising God, praising God. I thought she had left. And when I looked around, there she was. When I got ready to leave, she was back in there praising God again. I said, glory, that lady was saved tonight. Thank God, thank God. Thank God for you, Prophetess.
Amen, Mama. I love you.
God for you.
Amen. In Jesus' name, my mama got the glory last night. My mama experienced the glory. Hey, we got to work. We got to work. Time to go to work.
I thank God for your friends that came from Atlanta.
I even had the people, they just found my ministry, and they came. I don't really know them.
They know you.
But God
they
had.
They know God,
and them people came hungry. We had people come all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. And they got a hotel because they wanted the glow. God Almighty. Lord Jesus. Okay, love you.
Love you, baby.
Okay, bye.
Talking to you later on.
Okay. But praise the Lord. God, it's time to work. I don't want to be lazy no more. It's that lazy man, his field grow up. Got grass ain't cut. Look, the earth, God gave us the vegetation. Why we don't want to take care of it and maintain it? In the name of Jesus, God gave it to us. It's time for maintenance. It's time to work. While our fields overgrown because we're not out there in the field. The harvest is plentiful. It's plenty of people want God that don't know they want God yet. Plenty of people want God, don't know they want God yet. Abigail, get to work. 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 Go work. Go be and do. Demonstrate my kingdom. Go demonstrate my kingdom.
Daughters and sons, I'm telling you, I hear. Look, God has moved into another vent. The Father is speaking through me.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm sitting there talking about him. He's telling us to go to work.
Mm.
It's time to go to work, y'all. Hey, it's time to go to work, y'all. God said in this season, we're going to work like we never worked before. But the thing about it is when you put your hands to the plow, he's going to work with you. You're not going to do it by yourself. And supernatural signs and wonders are going to show up. Lord have mercy. Y'all, if y'all in Atlanta, y'all don't need to miss it. You in Atlanta, you need to get whatever, however you need to get what you need to get. If you can't come here this week, you need to make sure you in Atlanta. Ain't no excuse. Don't miss it. Look, these people were so blessed in that meeting last night that when the meeting was over because the Holy Ghost came, Lord have mercy. And because I let the Holy Ghost have his way, although I said the meeting was closed, it lasted another 2 hours. Lord have mercy. People were so blessed in there. I'm talking about the prophets. They continued to, everybody was free in the Holy Ghost. They began to prophesy to one another, laying hands. God was in that place. There was supernatural impartation in that place. And I know I'm a mother in Zion because when they start prophesying, I ain't crazy. You understand what I'm saying? I felt like God, the Spirit of God was birthing them people. I let them people be loose and be free up in there. And I had told one of the men, I said, you know what? I said, this is the kind of person I am, okay? This me. This me right here. This me. This me. I know who I am. I don't have, just because somebody else can prophesy don't mean I'm going to stop you from prophesying. Because I believe that if God is in the place, it's more than one voice.
That's right. you get in the field. Some of y'all are not going to get your man until you get in the field. It's time to work. Because your Boaz won't see you till you get into the field, Ruth. So if you don't go to supply and go and get your supply and go and glean in the field, Lord have mercy. You ain't got to go in the middle of the field to work. You just need to go on the corner. See, a stranger and a foreigner in the land to go on the corners and begin to work. So we need to do what God has called us to do, Ruth. Say, I need my Naomi. You got your Naomi. Now go to work. Because whatever God speaks to me, God going to speak to you. And it's time out for us to be a lackadaisical, waiting on somebody else to approve us when God says, I have approved you. Lord, have mercy. Well, I'm telling you today, if you listen to this broadcast and you one of my daughters, you coming on there every morning at 7 a.m., glory to God, this call is for you.
Hey, hallelujah.
You are feeling in your very being. You are feeling in your knower. That's me. I got to get in line. I got to get ready to work. God, what is the plan? Where I need to go?
Yes.
So, Lord God, we just decree and declare right now that we are going to work. We're not going to be ones that are going to be fruitless and without your harvest because you gave up your life for us.
Boy.
So, Father God, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. You are the creator. Oh, Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That signs and wonders, God told me to keep telling you what you're going to be doing. You're going to be releasing signs and wonders and miracles. Uh-huh. You're going to be releasing God's presence. Uh-huh. You are a glory carrier. I speak that on your life. You're going to be the head and not the tail. Listen to me. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Words of knowledge are coming to your ears. You
yes, I know.
Words for people in the environment. Lord, have mercy.
I know about the water.
And you're going to do. You're going to hear. And you're going to do.
You can run it over there.
Mute the phone. You're going to hear and you're going to do. In Jesus' name. And listen, that water, let me tell you something. That water right there, wherever you're telling your son to get that water, that's what God is saying. It's time for you to have power over the elements. It's time for you right now to have power over the elements, walking on water, walking by faith. Power up over the earth, under the earth, power above the earth, walking in God's power. You're going to walk in God's power. You're going to do what God said to do. Creative miracles are going to be done by you. In the supermarket, in the atmosphere, everywhere you go, you're going to be a glory carrier. You're not going to wait till people get to church. You are the church. Everywhere you go, people are going to experience the glory of God. So get to work. Receive it by faith. The power you need right now being released right now. Receive it by faith. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Father God, before you created anything, God, you prepared the environment so, God, that they can sustain. God, you gave us everything. God, you gave us everything, oh, God, that we could become living beings, oh, God. Adam was the first, oh, God. But right now, God, in the name of Jesus, you created a woman. You created them both, male and female, oh, God. And, God, you said in your word, oh, God, there's no difference between male and female. So right now, I crush that plan of the enemy to make women feel that they're less than. Right now, in the name of Jesus, they have already been. Right now, in the right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, not by might nor by power, but by your spirit. God, we pray right now, God. Let the creation come forth, oh God. God, we pray right now, God, in Jesus' name. God, your creation, you created us in your image, oh God. And God, I ask you to bless Valerie this morning, oh Lord God. God, stir her fire up right now in the name of Jesus. Let the miracle signs and wonders be done in her life. Let her go from faith to faith and glory to glory. In Lisa this morning, God, in Gad this morning, let them go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Every woman of God, it needs to be birthed. I call your name out right now by saying the name woman, because I don't know who all on here, but I say woman in the name of Jesus. Go from faith to faith and glory to glory. Right now. And I decree and declare that inside of your womb is glory. Abba, Abba, there's glory in your womb. That's glory in your womb. That's glory in your womb. That's glory in your womb. Cause God is light. That's glory in your womb. That's glory in your womb. Cause God is light. That's glory in your womb. That's glory in your womb. You were created to birth it out. Even men, you're created to birth it out. They're wombs of the spirit. There's a birthing that's going forth. We birth forth the miracle realm today because there's glory in your womb. Time to work it out. There's glory in your womb. There's glory in your womb. We declare glory in your womb. We declare glory in your womb and in your womb. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. For you seek those that will worship you in spirit and in truth. And God, I just declare and decree right now, I see them pregnant, God. I see them pregnant with glory. There's glory in their womb. Don't you know there's glory in your womb, honey? There's some glory in your womb. And it's time to release that glory in your womb. I said there's some glory in that womb of yours. Not a W-O-U-N-D, but a W-O-M-B, a womb, a womb, a womb. Your belly, your womb, it's glory in your womb. Ah, God, thank you, Jesus. Well, right now, you guys, I just love you all so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this time of intercession. Amen. I thank God that God has called us to be in the group together. I thank God for God calling you to this place. God called you. God called you to come and to intercede. God did that. And I'm telling you, God is going to give you beauty for your ashes. He's going to give you joy for your morning. Those things you've been going through, you're not going to go through no more. God, we decree and declare victory in your classroom. All of my daughters that are teachers, let me tell you something. Don't you know you're being trained right there in that classroom? You got intercession that can go on right there in your classroom.
Right now, you know
there's glory in your classrooms right where you are. For those of you who are doing real estate, God is saying, you know what, that's why I prayed about the land. Hey, I prayed about the creatures in the land, the animals, the sea. Let me tell you something. God gives you dominion over the earth. Lord have mercy. You got dominion over the earth. It's time to go and do and to be. Lord have mercy. Go do and be. Go do and be. Be God in the earth in that classroom. Some of those kids don't even know who God is, but you do.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I have been in certain situations where I never had to say the name of God, but they know God done showed up because every breath come out of my mouth, Lord have mercy. So every time I got up and I was talking about, listen, one time I was teaching, because I'm a teacher too, okay? I was teaching about the blood circulation, but baby, I preached it. Do you hear me? I preach the circulatory system. And let me tell you something. Them girls to this day, you know what they say? Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, 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 God, oh, God, oh, God. Hey, God,
please announce yourself.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, open heaven, God, in the classroom, God. Oh, God, we declare your blood, oh, God. We declare and declare, Lord God, let their breath, oh, God. Hallelujah, Lord 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 God.
Thank you, God. We're in another dimension. God's giving you a sign and wonder. What you're hearing right now is a sign and wonder. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. God is able to do exceedingly. Oh! God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. What are we going to ask? So today, right now, beloved, I know that God. When God called us to say the time for us to work, you work the miracle. You gonna work the miracle?
I said you're gonna work the miracle. Your faith and your faith is about to work for you. I said your faith is about to work for you.
Right now, your faith is about to work for you. So we say glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, in the highest. Hallelujah, 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 in the highest. Hallelujah, 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 in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Amen. We ask the 8 o'clock hour. God loves you. God loves you so much. Trust Him today for your work. God is calling you to work in a new capacity. In Jesus' name. There's something else I want to share with y'all. I want to release the line. I don't know if you guys are able to speak, but I want you all to declare with me. Father God, we thank you for your daughter on the line. It's 8 o'clock. And we will ask God to release another level in Jesus' name. New dimension. That you are here, even in the spirit. God bless you, and I love you with the love of the Lord. And I keep hearing the Lord saying, wait. God said, God is able to do the miraculous in your life. Whatever you need, it's time to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. But how you going to go from one faith unless you work with it? You got to work faith. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. No longer 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 dead works. 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 No longer dead works.
no longer dead work.
So Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, this morning in Jesus' name. But what you're doing and how you're showing out and showing up, hallelujah. And God, we just say bless the children this morning, God. Your children are the children's bread. So Lord, we just say thank you, Lord. Bless them and keep them and cause your face to shine upon them. Lord, I thank you, God, that even many of the daughters of Zion, Father God, they have hair problems. But God, the glory right now is going to cause their hair to thicken up. I even see hair thickening up in the service. Hair is thickening up even as I speak right now. Follicles are growing right now. That which was dead, because faith without works is dead. So that which is dead in your life right now is coming alive. And your glory, your hair will grow because the glory is being released. And it will be a sign to you. Supernatural hair growth. Because God is going to cause your hair to grow. You're going to see new hair growth. Because God said the glory is going to grow. And you're going to go from faith to faith and from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. And your womb shall be a carrier of the glory. I speak blessings over your womb right now. Everything working right in right order in Jesus' name. You will not have anything lacking in your womb. Your body will not lack any good nutrients. Even what you choose to eat will be perfect before God. When you pray, it will be a supernatural transference of every vitamin that is needed, every nutrient that is needed, every element that is needed for your body to be conducive. When you pray over your food, your food will change chemically in the realm of the spirit. And in the natural, it will be a supernatural lifestyle that you will begin to press into and to usher into. Glory to God. And even scientists will be refuted with your health because you're going to walk in divine health. Divine health, not a sorry health, but a divine health. So, amen. So, Father God, I decree that and declare that over them right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. I know we're over four minutes, but I just feel like I was supposed to keep pressing until the Lord said, release you guys. So, God, we thank you right now for the press. We thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke. Lord, release them to their next level of glory. Give them everything they need right now. We plead the blood of Jesus right now. We say, Your will be done. Your kingdom come. In Jesus' name. And bless them all. Release the glory and all their environments, oh God, through them. Let them work, oh God. Let them go from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And let them work their faith. Let them work their glory miracle. Let them work. So God, I pray supernatural before the end of this summer today. Now that miracles be going forth for their body. Now, I ain't waiting till tomorrow. God, I need to hear a testimony today. And I release the supernatural power upon them now. Hold power. Oh God, even in Iowa. Power in Atlanta. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, power, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' holy name, God bless them this morning. Keep them, cause your face to shine upon them. Lord God, and even everyone that listens to this prayer, Father God, bless them. Break the back of the devil, Lord, in their life. And give them hope for their future. In Jesus' name. God bless y'all. And I'll see y'all tomorrow. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you.